Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Dominic Cortez, and yes, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a blessed day with your family. We did, and we were glad to be able to be all together. How are you? And what's going on around your house? Special show today as we talk about the ever-changing face of the American workplace. In fact, an increasing number of folks might find that their, quote, new office feels a lot like home because, yeah, they're working from home. Now, you've heard this new term come about called hybrid. That's where you're working from home and heading into the office as well. Our post-pandemic return to the office may look very different with the hybrid or fully remote work models rapidly rising in popularity. Do you know that studies support this trend with 83% of workers believing a hybrid model would be optimal going forward? That's according to an Accenture survey. Further, 87% of managers believe that working from home is in the future, and that's according to Remote How Research. While the new dynamic promises an improved work-life balance, it will also cause energy use and utility bills to skyrocket with technologies, appliances, and systems running overtime at unprecedented levels, making optimal energy efficiency home climate control a greater challenge. The good news is there's some things you can do about that, and let me introduce to our audience for the first time, Dennis Stinson, the Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America. Good morning, Dennis. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and the entire team in your broadcast community. Well, thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. You know, your ad agency reached out to us, and we were excited about having somebody at your level on our broadcast to be able to impart, you know, some of a bigger vision of the ever-changing workplace and how it's going to impact our energy efficiency. The whole idea here is COVID has shifted the typical home dynamic. Explain what you think that means.
So you were spot on when you had the conversation about hybrid work environments. So we now know that our living spaces have changed. Really, their use and their function has changed. Many homes are now requiring a home office. We may see where some students we thought were going off to school are now learning remotely from home. So our home has turned into a little different usage than what it used to be. And what that also means is that we're repurposing some rooms. And so maybe the way the heating and air conditioning system, the comfort system, if you will, was designed is not optimal for the changes.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Especially now, too, as we weather through a spike in natural gas rates, that's another cause for concern about this important topic.
Yeah, so what we're seeing, Dominic, is over the course of time, it's really been quite some time the United States has been involved in national energy policy, and we can go all the way back to the 80s when we looked at the embargoes, and as a nation we decided that we wanted to reduce our independence on importing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, last year, for the first time in many, many years, the United States was a net exporter of oil as opposed to an importer, which is a great milestone.
Right.
But to do that, that required us to use less and use it more efficiently. And that's been kind of a mandate for us for the last 30 years, really, is to increase our energy efficiency, be that automobiles or home heating or any type of fuels. We've been changing our usage and our efficiency on that.
So why don't you unpack it for us, Dennis? Give us an overview of the newest, most energy efficient home cooling and heating systems that are available.
Yeah, thank you. So what we're really doing, what we're seeing is a shift to more and more electricity. So we're seeing the term strategic electrification come across our home comfort system. And what that really means is that we're using more and more heat pumps. Now, heat pumps have come a long, long way than what we saw in the 80s and 90s even. We're seeing heat pumps now. We make products that operate to minus 15 degrees, no down rating, no backup heat to do it. So it's a year-round whole home comfort solution, even in the chilly climates that you're sitting in right now in
mm-hmm.
Buffalo.
Right.
So it's a whole home solution to be able to do that. The mindset behind that is that Yeah, we still make electricity through various things, including fossil fuels, but the mindset is that we can make it more efficiently in a power generation station. We can transfer that energy to a home more efficiently, and then we can clean some stacks, a couple of stacks, feeding hundreds of thousands of homes instead of stacks of 100,000 homes. So the mindset there is to reduce the energy consumption, and that's driven through mandates and also through efficiency. So home comfort systems have come a long, long way in the last 20 years.
Now, in most cases, Dennis, are what you're talking about equipment-wise, is it something that would have to be put in into the original infrastructure, or are we talking about retrofittable scenarios?
They can be both. So think of your home comfort system a couple of different ways. You have forced air systems, which are typically referred to as central air systems, and that means that you have ductwork throughout your house, and certainly heat pumps are easily connected. We have products that easily connect to that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Mid-Atlantic states and up through New England and even the Pacific Northwest, you'll see a lot of hydronics, which means that you have a boiler in the basement, and we're pumping hot water through baseboard throughout the house. And in that instance, you wouldn't have ductwork in your house.
Right.
So to go down that avenue, you're either installing ductwork in the house, or you install products like we manufacture, which is ductless heat pumps or mini splits. We go by a couple of different names.
Right. Now, the mini split is a common term. We've heard that mentioned often here on air, various brands, including yours. The idea here is spot zoning, creating a unique heating environment to a area that perhaps isn't ductable or perhaps is not getting the right flow of heat.
Yeah, you're well researched. So we started in the business as spot heating and cooling. So if you were finishing a basement, if you were finishing a family room, then we could bring some spot heating and cooling into that area. We've really morphed into a whole home comfort system. So the mindset is that to describe the technology, we still have a condenser outside, a compressor outside inside of a piece of equipment. And then instead of one piece of equipment on the inside connected to ductwork, what we do is we have multiple evaporators on the inside. So we would put one in each area of use for each zone.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit of that is that instead of one thermostat turning on the entire system and attempting to make the whole house or property one temperature, what it does, it gives you zoning. So
exactly.
If you prefer to sleep at 68 degrees and your kids prefer to sleep at 72, there's no blankets and windows open. You set the thermostat in the room that you want it,
mm-hmm.
and there's an individual evaporator in there achieving that. Conversely, if you have an empty bedroom, kid goes off to school, or you're not occupying your now new home office, there's no reason why that office needs to be conditioned to the same space, same temperature as the space that you're occupying. So you, through zoning, you get added comfort, but you also get tremendous energy savings because you're not turning everything on to condition one small portion that you're occupying.
Our guest is Dennis Stinson. He's the Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America, and they're a national manufacturer of products for your home, and we're speaking about the mini-split idea right now. We'll be getting into more of a discussion about the products that Fujitsu manufactures when we come back. We're going to get an overview from Dennis on smart home heating and cooling, covering available systems and technologies. Your questions are welcome if you have an interest in this topic. It's a good show for you to jump on the phone right now. 803-0930. That's our local call-in number, 803-0930. You can text me at that same number on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. If you have a question for Dennis or anything around the house that needs my attention, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And keep in mind, you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. It's all there, listing everything we do, includes our room additions, our general kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awning. We suggest mini splits for our sunrooms. And of course, our small projects and window and door division. And of course, the cooking school starts January 10th. If you'd like to be part of our cooking school, if you'd like to give the gift of a cooking school, then go to cortese.net and come home to Cortese Cooking School starting January 10th with Jerry Clemente, the owner of Cipollina Restaurant in Akron, New York, an excellent Italian chef, and we're bringing that to the Come Home to Cortese showroom. We're so excited about that. Check it all out at cortese.net. Good morning, and of course, always stop in, too, to our new building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Come Home to Cortese showroom. Now open, of course, and stop in next week. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, we're excited today to be able to welcome to our broadcast a brand new manager of the Canton branch and the Lakeshore family, and that is Santu Tomasine. He's the manager now of the Canton, Delaware, and Sheridan location, a seasoned banker, now part of the Lakeshore family. Welcome to the family, Santu.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we're loving to hear of your depth and experience, and of course, now you bring all of that to Lakeshore Savings Bank at the Canton branch, which is a very big and vital branch in the Lakeshore family. I'm sure you're quite busy in your new job.
Oh, we definitely are, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a minute, if we could, about everything that Lakeshore has to offer. But let's highlight, if we can start with it, on the unbelievable home equity line of credit product that's still available at 2.5, fixed for 12 months with no cost at all. Remarkable.
Yeah, you said it right there. Those are two of the greatest things we offer with it. That promotional 1 year fixed at 2.5%. And the no closing cost. So what that means is just no out-of-pocket expense for you during this holiday season. One of my favorite things is we handle everything in-house with this home equity line of credit. So that means if you have any questions or concerns, you can stop into your local branch and sit down with your banker and talk about that and make sure you walk out happy.
I call it free money, where you can tap your equity. It's so cheap to do it. And if you're sitting on a lot of equity and you're needing a home renovation, gosh, why miss out on this unbelievable opportunity?
Right, exactly. Like the things you were talking about earlier this morning and upgrading the HVAC system in your house and making it more energy efficient.
That's exactly right. Santu, we're anxious to have our listeners get to know you. How about giving us the phone number there at the Canton branch?
Of course. It's 716-898-2010.
And one more time.
716-898-2010.
Go check out Santu. He's the new manager of the Canton branch. He's a new member of the Lakeshore family. For over 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Heat wave, heating and cooling.
Go the extra degree.
It is all electric. It doesn't burn any fossil fuels. This makes them way more environmentally friendly.
Owner Robin Cloy discussing the advantages of installing a Trane Mitsubishi electric ductless heating and cooling system and why now is the time to do it, thanks to the big rebates offered by the New York State Clean Heat Program.
I've seen rebates start at $500, and we've had customers receive rebates close to $7,000. As long as you have a utility bill in New York State, you automatically qualify for the program. It's quick. You know, it's 1 or 2 days for an install. If we were trying to uproot your home and try and get a new system and we had to put ductwork in, we could be there for 3, 4, 5 days. So this is quick, it's easy, we have little disruption to your home.
Go the extra degree.
For 2 days only, Erie County is sponsoring the Shop 716 e-gift card program with a free $50 bonus card with the purchase of $50 or more. This is AJ Baines, President and CEO of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce, sharing this incredible offer for Friday, November 26th and Saturday, November 27th, only while supplies last. Take advantage of this incredible deal during Black Friday and Small Business Saturday to kick off your holiday shopping. The Shop 716 e-gift card is accepted at over 800 merchants throughout Erie County. And right now, if you buy a $50 or more Shop 716 e-gift card, you will receive a free bonus $50 card. Visit amherst.org/shop716 to purchase your card today. Together, we can uplift our community. Your free bonus card expires December 30th, 2021. Visit amherst.org/shop716 to learn more.
Did you know that now you can buy hearing aids at grocery stores, malls, convenience stores? Trust me, Sandy Beach, there's an enormous difference between hearing aids you get at a store and the latest technology available from an audiologist. You need prescription hearing aids from a licensed audiologist like my good friends at Acura Audiology. They will take the time to evaluate your hearing. And if you require hearing aid, Acura will make sure that you get the right hearing aid. They'll calibrate your hearing aid to your specific needs with state-of-the-art technology. If you haven't had your hearing checked recently, don't put it off another day. If you suspect you have hearing loss or feel that you need a hearing aid, call the friendly audiologist at Acura Audiology. Acura has hearing aids for all price ranges, and financing is available too. They even have trade-in and leasing options. So call Acura Audiology today. Just call 500-HEAR. That's 500-HEAR.
You've heard about what a great value a new roof from Ava Roofing is for years. Well, now Ava Roofing has an even better value for you. How much better? How about free? That's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a free roof, and all you have to do to enter is click a few buttons. Just go to avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill out the contact form, and you'll be entered to win. But there are eight more ways to enter and earn over 1,000 additional chances to win. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you get another entry. Comment on it and get one more. Share it and get five more. And if you complete all eight methods to enter, you'll get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now that's value. Go to avaroofing.com to enter today. No purchase necessary. And for roof replacement or repair, call 343-ROOF. That's 716-343-7663. Ava Roofing. Because every dollar saved counts. For roof replacement or repair, call 343-ROOF.
Hammer time. Go with the funk. 10:43 is the time on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? I hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Give us a call today. Anything around the house that needs my attention, the number is 803-0930. Or speak to our special guest, Dennis Stinson. Dennis is the Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America. And we're talking about the ever-changing dynamics in your home, if you're working from home, and how to maximize your energy efficiency with advanced heating and cooling systems. Dennis, before we get to the calls and to our questions, let's run through, if we could, the products that Fujitsu makes for homes. I know that you make the mini splits. We talked about that. How about tankless hot water heaters?
No, we're not in the tankless hot water business. We are in heating and air conditioning, and everything that we bring to market on the ductless side is a heat pump.
Okay.
We also have some traditional central air and central heating systems as well. So we bring to market a complete residential and commercial comfort systems.
All right. So that ties into our first caller, John in Kenmore. Good morning, John. You're on WBEN with Dennis Stinson.
Yes, sir. I'm not familiar with the term heat pump. How does that differ from a furnace?
Okay, good question, actually.
Yeah, very good question. So typically we refer to as a furnace in a central air application. So we would typically refer to a furnace as a single unit serving the entire property. And a furnace we normally relate to as being a fossil fuel. So that would be gas or oil or propane driven, typically is how we look at that. A heat pump is, John, that fun stuff that we learned back in sixth grade physics, and that is when we look at gas and liquids and solids and change temperature and pressure, that's how a heat pump works. So we have an outdoor unit with a compressor in it, an indoor unit that we refer to as an evaporator. As we compress the gas outside, we turn it to a liquid. It gives up its heat. It moves to the inside. We relieve the pressure on it and expand it, and it absorbs the heat. And then we just keep that cycle going. So a heat pump is truly a heat pump. We take the heat from the outside and bring it to the inside in the wintertime. And in the summertime, in air conditioning mode, we don't make cold air. We have the absence of heat. So we take the heat from the inside and move it to the outside.
Now, parallel, if you could, Dennis, how a heat pump would be similar or perhaps different than a geothermal system.
So many geothermal systems work off of the technology of being a heat pump. So we would use the consistent temperature of the ground and use that as a heat source to both remove heat from it and insert heat back into it. So again, when we look at a heat pump, we're removing heat and pumping it to another area. In the summertime, we take it from the inside, pump it to the outside. In the wintertime, we take it from the outside and pump it to the inside. Similarities to John's question is a furnace, we normally look at that as being driven by some type of fossil fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But on its very basic level, it's an air-to-air system. So mm-hmm. what it means is that we're moving air throughout a property, either through ductwork or individual zoning. But it's an air system as opposed to a hydronic system, which might be baseboard or electric even. You could have electric baseboard as well.
Okay.
Now, does that it still runs out of electricity, right?
So a heat pump would be 100% electric. Yes, it would be 100% electric.
Okay.
When we talk about the fact that an appliance like this would be electric, we usually think that that is not efficient. Can you talk at all, Dennis, about how that's not true?
Yeah, that's a great segue. Thank you, Dominic. So a heat pump, again, I talked a little bit about how it actually operates, and a heat pump capable of working in all ambient temperatures or outside temperatures, the electrical usage is directly related to the compressor and to the fan, so the actual operation of the equipment. We think of heat pumps as not being tremendously efficient because we think of the heat pumps that we had back in the 80s and even early 90s. And what that meant is that it couldn't keep up. So once it dropped below, pick a temperature, 35, 40 degrees, the heat pump could no longer pull heat from the outside and bring it to the inside. So we went to a concept called backup resistant electric, and there were heating coils on the inside. So once it got cold outside, you saw the emergency heat light come on your thermostat, and you went to strictly backup resistant electric heat, which got very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
In today's heat pump, through inverter technology and what we're doing to control it, there's no backup resistant electric heating in a Fujitsu heat pump today. So I have product that can work over nameplate capacity at minus 15 degrees. So it's more than capable of keeping up. And so that goes to that conversation. I said that we've made a lot of advances in the last 20 years, and it's really incredible what the product can do now.
I know we didn't talk about this in advance, but do you have a distribution network that includes a dealer perhaps in our area?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with wholesale distribution. That's a great way to go to market. Distributors add their expertise and inventory and parts and support on the local level. That's a model that we embrace. And then we work through a contractor network. And we can recognize our contractors in a variety of different ways, but really the best way to recognize somebody is the amount of time that they spend training and the number of systems that they put in. So it's experience and education that we rank them. So our top contractors we would call elite contractors, and those are the contractors that have the most time in the saddle, if you will, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people we would prefer consumers look at first when they're looking at a home comfort.
And how would our listeners find such a contractor in the Western New York area?
I would encourage all your listeners to go to our website, which is FujitsuGeneral.com. On our website, there are some great resources.
Okay.
Not only can you find a highly qualified contractor in your area, but we also have a rebate finder. So there are tremendous rebates on high-efficient product, and we are that. So going in there and entering your zip code, or if you wait long enough, it figures out where you are. It's a little creepy, but it figures out exactly where you are. And then it ties it right into your utility company and tells you exactly what pieces of equipment qualify for what rebate.
Wow.
So as a consumer, you can take a look at it and say, okay, this is my house, this is where I am, and if I put this piece of equipment in my house, my local utility will give me $400, $600, $800.
That's amazing.
Dollars back.
We'll take that apart with more questions and discussions with Dennis Stinson from Fujitsu. Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but believe me, there are, and only Twin City has all of them on display for you to see and explore. Make sure you look at Basco and Flairco. Great products, all on display. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park or pay us a visit at Cortese Construction, where we have displays as well from Twin City Glass. Remember to always buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Orchestra live in concert December 21st at Key Bank Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Millions of fans have witnessed this one-of-a-kind audiovisual concert. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Christmas Eve and Other Stories live at Key Bank Center December 21st. A holiday experience for the entire family.
Son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know. Know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When there's a health crisis, the last thing you need to hear is that you don't have the right health insurance to protect you or your loved ones. Hi, I'm Kim Sweeney. I'm a nurse and the medical concierge at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in Buffalo. Too often I hear from patients who need life-saving treatment at Roswell Park that they do not have in-network coverage and wonder how they can afford the out-of-network expense. Don't let this be you. There are so many options that you need to fully understand so that when a health crisis happens, your coverage allows you access to the most innovative cancer treatment, as well as the doctors and the hospital that will give you your best chance of survival. You can choose the plan that chooses Roswell Park. Open enrollment season is upon us. To learn more about choosing the right health insurance for you, visit roswellpark.org/innetwork.
I was 12 years old and so excited about getting my ears pierced. My grandfather bought me the most beautiful diamond earrings. I still wear those earrings today, and every time I do, I think of my grandfather.
This is Sue Robertson. This holiday season, let me help you begin your own precious memory at Robertson & Bach. This Christmas, give her something she'll really love from Robertson & Bach at 959 Union Road, right across from the Southgate Plaza in West Seneca.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
A lot of people ask me, Dominic, how did you go about choosing the windows for the new building? I said, well, I didn't have to think too hard because I've known Bill Horbitt Sr. for many, many years, and he's had a strong relationship with Marvin Windows. So we went to Bill and said, Bill, make us a recommendation for a quality window that's going to last and is not going to be overly expensive and is going to look good. He goes, I've got just the right thing for you. The Essential Line from Marvin Windows. It's a fiberglass window, fiberglass in, fiberglass out. Fiberglass, more stable, by the way, than vinyl. You'll get more years out of your fiberglass window than you would out of a vinyl window. And, of course, the Essential Line available at Marvin as well. And the Signature Series. Three steps of windows, one to fit your budget. Along with the ThermaTru door line, everything on display at Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chicktawaga. Their phone number is 895-8484. The website, biglwindows.com. And when you stop in, look for Bill Horbit Sr. and tell him Dominic says hi and ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get from Big L, the right thing with their total trust guarantee. If you ever have a problem, they'll take care of it. We love Big L Windows and Doors. We're glad they're a Hammer Time partner. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is Hammer Time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortese. My guest on the live line is Dennis Stinson. He's the Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America. And we're talking about the ever-changing marketplace in heating and cooling our homes and this evolution towards away from fossil fuels and how we can get energy efficiency without using fossil fuels. And before the break, we talked about a website tie-in to the local community where you could put in your zip code and you'll be guided to not only a contractor to help you with the Fujitsu product line, but also how you can save money with a particular appliance. Give us more on that, Dennis.
Yeah, so there are a couple of things to look at on, Dominic, is that so you first start looking at efficiency of appliances, and we know that in air conditioning we're rated by a SEER rating, which is a seasonal energy efficiency rating. We know that the minimum in the north of the United States is 13 SEER, and in the south where air conditioning is more predominant, it's 14 SEER. And then in the heating mode, we're rated by heating season performance factor, which is the HSPF, and the minimum is going to be 7.7 throughout the United States. So when we look at SEER, the minimum is, call it 13 SEER in the north, and we have product that will take you up to 33 SEER. So we're looking at product that's really 2.5 times more efficient than what it's required to be, and you'll see at least the 50% on the HSPF. So when we talk about operational costs, we look at tremendous savings to be able to do that. So when we move from a fossil fuel over to a high-efficiency mini-split heat pump, you're normally looking at somewhere between 25 to 40% savings in your utility cost based on your usage. On
wow.
top of that, if that's not enough, then we learned from Santos on the inexpensiveness of money right now, right?
Exactly.
When we go out and we borrow some funds to be able to do it, then we can see that our savings may offset what our cost of acquiring that funds to be. And then on top of that, through the National Energy Act, there is money available from your local utility company and possibly from your state and even still federal tax implications. If you go to a high efficiency piece of equipment, there's some money there, some incentives there for us to do that. So there's a lot of sources and a lot of reasons why you would want to take a look at your home comfort system.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at your overall utility bill in your home comfort system is going to make up more than half of that.
Very true. Let's go to Wheatfield and say good morning to Mike. Mike, we're at your house.
Good morning. My question is about duct work. You know, when they do a cleaning, they cut open the duct to put the equipment in, you know.
Right.
How do they close that? With just tape? Or
a piece of sheet metal riveted.
Oh, they riveted it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still pretty airtight?
I think, Peter Gordon will be joining us in a little while. We can clarify that, but I believe they do a duct tape of some kind, sealant, over that cut hole with the riveted piece of sheet metal. So it's airtight.
Because I know most, just plain, excuse the pun, duct tape, after a few months, it doesn't hold anymore.
Yeah, I don't believe they use duct tape. I think they use some kind of duct sealant along with the riveted piece of sheet metal, so it's sealed in. And that provides them another an access point in the future for, you know, inserting the column duct cleaning hose into that same opening down the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the question, Mike. The idea here of moving away from fossil fuels is quite revolutionary. If you were to predict, Dennis, what the timeline would be for us to become almost exclusively dependent on this new technology as opposed to burning natural gas?
Well, I don't know that we'll ever go over 100%, but we certainly see that the there's two ways to make changes, right? One is in mandate and one is in incentives. And the HVAC industry has been really, really good with working with incentives so that it makes good economic sense as a homeowner and a property owner when half of your utility costs are in your home comfort system to upgrade that. So we've stayed pretty much along the line of the incentive side to reduce a homeowner's cost to be able to do that. We're going to see some more efficiency changes come here very shortly in 2023, and then we're going to see a refrigerant change come in 2025. So our refrigerants are changing to have less global warming potential. Mm-hmm. So that's a mandate that'll come through. We'll see our efficiency changes again come in 2023. So really what the HVAC industry does is we have minimum standards that we all need to meet, and then we incentivize the next level.
Okay.
And if you really think about it, that gives us volume to get our operational costs down to be able to make that the new minimum and to be able to do it affordably. HVAC industry is really doing this well.
A texter is looking for clarification on something you said earlier about the jump in, I believe it was the SEER, from 13 to 33. That's an increase of 20 as compared to 13, which means it's not 2 times more efficient, it's 2.5 times more efficient. Does that correct, or is the texter hear us wrong?
No, that math works for me. So if I'm taking a 13 SEER product and I have product that's as high as 33 SEER, so twice the 13 would be 26, so half as much again. Yeah, I like that math. So okay. It'll be 2.5 times more efficient. Absolutely.
Okay, there you go. With the another texter writes, please repeat and spell the website that we're directing people to.
Okay. So it's the name of our company, which is FujitsuGeneral.com. So it's FujitsuGeneral.com.
Okay. And then just go into that website, and either by geofencing or by putting in your own zip code, it'll be able to direct you to local contractors as well as energy-efficient moves you can make with an idea of exactly what you'll save if you upgrade.
Absolutely.
Okay, and the product mix again. We're talking about mini splits, heat pumps, any other residentially related equipment.
We're in the heating and air conditioning business, so we're staying that avenue. We stay in our lane of what we do really well. Mm-hmm. So we're providing home comfort systems.
803-0930. It's your chance to get online and give us a call at 10:45. It's our next break. We'll be back with more right after this. Kind of a nice dovetail into duct cleaning, talking about energy efficiency in your heating plant. And energy efficiency is important, but also breathing clean air are equally important. The only way you can definitively do that, folks, is to have my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come by. And with the patented column duct cleaning system, they will cut that hole in your ductwork and they will insert the column nozzle into the ductwork, blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork system, and then with negative pressure, suck it out, and then repair that hole effectively. And we'll talk to Peter about how exactly they do that. It's the only clear-cut and definitive way to get this done, folks. The only company with the high-pressure nozzle powered by a jackhammer-like compressor. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I heard your caller, so I was licking my chops for sure, because I don't say this often because people might take it the wrong way, but at the end of the day, duct cleaning as a category is set up as a giant scam. Okay, it's out of sight,
right,
of the mind.
You right.
Talk about that. The best equipment only cleans about 40 to 50% out because it uses rotating brushes, rotobrush, and a low-volume air tool. So it's the compressor that you would use to drive a nail gun or I would use to blow up my tires on my car.
Okay. Mm-hmm, right.
That doesn't get the sides and the tops of the ductwork, which you articulate every week. Sides and tops get missed. So our compressor, which you just said, will drive 2 jackhammers. No one else tows that behind. No one wants to put together an $80,000 rig to go do duct cleaning because it's not affordable. Okay, so stats number one. Number two is answering the question. We call them access openings, not holes. Okay, we call them sheet metal covers. It's a non-toxic silicone caulk, bead of caulk around, and then zip screws so we can re-access them.
Okay.
Commercial, we use what's called duct-mate doors for easy re-access. Okay. But there's no loss of integrity,
right,
airflow. And let's face it, your ductwork is leaky, and that's why we have a whole other product service called AeroSeal where we can seal ducts from the inside. We don't talk about that much. But it is available.
Okay. So the extra special Hammer Time Radio only discounts for Thanksgiving weekend are?
Yeah, okay. So it's Small Business Saturday, and we are a small business and have been for 30 years. So, once again, products, we've been blessed by having the best products on the planet. We have the medical-grade air purifier. Talk about efficiency. 40 times more efficient than HEPA filter. People are still buying HEPA filters online. Sorry, folks, no longer the gold standard, the DFS technology that you and I run in our houses that kill 12 times smaller virus particles than the coronavirus are it. So starting there, the portable unit that covers 1,200 square feet is $300 off. The whole house medical-grade air purifier is $500 off. Okay.
Wow.
The high-capacity dehumidifier, which keeps us dry because we live in a wet climate, and it's five times more powerful than a standard dehumidifier and uses a third of the energy. That is also $275 off. And duct cleaning, now here's the problem. We're booking out about Christmas right now. There's only a couple spots left in December, and then we're scheduling people in January, but you can still save anywhere from $75 to $125 off depending on the size of your home.
Wow, great savings for Thanksgiving weekend.
And you got all the way till 3:30 today to reach me, but don't wait until Monday because Mondays have been so busy people can't even get through to the voicemail.
Okay, the number is 683-3000, 716, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Okay, everyone, gather around. I've got something to say to you all. Now, look, we've had some hard luck lately, no denying it. But before our recent setbacks, something special was happening in Buffalo and Erie County. Anyone remember what that was?
A comeback?
That's right, a comeback. A civic Cinderella story that some people said was impossible. Well, I'm here to tell you it wasn't impossible. And it isn't impossible now. Sure, we've taken a few knocks. But what is Buffalo doing? It's down. It gets back up. It gets back up and it gets back in action. Now that might mean going out to a local restaurant or seeing a concert or a play or even shopping for some fancy new clothes. Let's get back to business, people, and let's get back to the businesses owned by our friends and neighbors because their success is our hometown success. Let's get out there and show the world that our comeback isn't over, not by a long shot.
We now return you to our previously scheduled comeback already in progress.
Extra degree.
It is all electric. It doesn't burn any fossil fuels. This makes them way more environmentally friendly.
Owner Robin Cloy discussing the advantages of installing a Trane Mitsubishi electric ductless heating and cooling system.
You're not burning oil, natural gas, propane. Generally, customers that have an older home or a home that has difficult access to get a typical ducted system put in would choose this type of a system. And ductless just means that it doesn't take any ductwork in order to move the air into the space. With one of these systems, each room or each small area would have its own control, it would have its own unit, and it would be able to define its temperature based on whatever the set point is for that unit.
Go the extra degree.
Heat wave, heating and cooling. Heat wave, heating and cooling.
Are you ready for Lincoln Black Label Editions? Then welcome to West Her, New York, Buffalo's exclusive Lincoln seller. Lincoln Black Label Edition vehicles are designed to impress those with truly discerning tastes, unifying and elevating design and service, featuring a curated collection of interior themes and a host of exclusive membership privileges, like a private in-dealership fitting room or a mobile showroom that comes to you, and remote delivery up to 30 miles from your Lincoln Black Label dealership. Membership offers a premium 4-year, 50,000-mile maintenance package covering all recommended service and replacement of wear items. Pickup and delivery and use of a temporary vehicle is included for any service or maintenance needs. And complimentary anytime car washes and annual fine detailing will keep your Lincoln Black Label vehicle in pristine condition. Discover it all at West Her Lincoln in Amherst, Buffalo's exclusive Lincoln Black Label location. On Millersport Highway north of UB, Lincoln Black Label, our ultimate expression of design and personal service. Welcome to West Her, New York. See dealer for complete details regarding maintenance package.
If you've received inheritance items from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth, call Tag Jewelers first. For over 40 years, the experts at TAG have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. So you receive the best value for diamonds, gold, pocket and vintage watches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flat and tableware, coins and rare vintage or antiques in TAG's clean, comfortable setting. And TAG can offer you cash on the spot. TAG Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at TAG, you're it.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yep, you can get a new garage door. You can have your garage door serviced. How about an epoxy floor like we have at the Cortez household? We love it. So easy to care for. The winter grime washes right off, and you can squeegee it clean. Looks like a new car showroom. And how about organizing your garage with storage equipment, cabinetry, slat wall, all available at Gorilla Garage Gear. 715-6927. 716-715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. When you call them today, they will give you an extra special discount for listening to Hammer Time Radio. That's right. You'll get $200 off your epoxy floor and bigger discounts if you combine with other services. Call them today. 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:55 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez, and we spent the hour with Dennis Stinson. Dennis is the Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America, and we've been talking about their product line and how you can benefit from energy efficiency and savings. You can go to FujitsuGeneralAmerica.com to learn more and find contractors in the Western New York area that can service you with the Fujitsu product line. And a couple more questions are coming up here, Dennis, but I've got a couple of general topic questions to get rid of here real quick. One of them is, I have a bathroom tub tile from 1970 that needs removing. How do you go about it? The only way you can go about it is with a hammer. Start hitting those tile, they'll start popping off, and then you'll need a chisel. You're probably going to want to remove the substrate. From a 1970-era house, there's a good chance you might only have moisture-resistant drywall as a substrate to that tile. So my advice would be to gut to stud. You can also get a good chance then to check to make sure there isn't any water damage behind the wall finish or on the wood frame stud work. And then use concrete board as the new substrate, enabling you then to retile. Next texter writes, good morning, Dominic. Which trade specialist should I contact to secure a large mirror that is separating from the frame? It's part of an ornate over-the-mantel piece, and it's not accessible from the back. The first thing that comes to mind would be to direct you to Allentown Industries. They do a lot of furniture restoration work. I don't know if they're mobile, though. I don't know if they have a team that could come to your house. It may have to go to them. But I would start by giving them a call seeing if they can possibly be of assistance to you. Dennis, before we wrap up, a question that I had relates to mini splits for multiple rooms. If you have a hydronic system presently and you're looking to air condition, the bedrooms on the second floor, walk us through how you can do that with a mini split system for all of the rooms.
Yeah, thank you. So mini splits can come in a variety of different flavors. So we can start with the most simplest is a one-to-one, which means one indoor unit for one outdoor unit.
Mm-hmm.
So that would take care of a single room. But we make equipment that you can hook up to five indoor units to an outdoor unit.
Wow.
So you could run different evaporators in different rooms. And when we look at even smaller rooms, then we have the capability of five different styles of indoor heads. So we the evaporator on the inside can be what we're used to, which is the wall mount product, but we do have floor mounted product that would look a little bit like a radiator. And then we do have a product that recesses into the ceiling, so it would look like a 2x2 grid. But then we also have ducted product, so it's kind of odd that we call ourselves ductless because we do have ducted product. So if I have some smaller rooms, maybe a small bedroom and a hall bath, then it doesn't make sense to stick a head in each one of those, but they do need to be conditioned, then maybe I put the air handler in the attic or in the basement or
mm-hmm.
in the wall,
mm-hmm.
run some modest ductwork to it. So there's a lot of different ways to get there. Some consumers step back and say, I'm not sure that that's, I have a historic home, I'm not sure that that's what I want hanging on my wall. Then we can do grills and registers and diffusers and make it look very traditional as well.
You know, it was an interesting direction here that the industry is going in, because probably the only real criticism, if you want to call it that, of what mini split looked like was that unit hanging on the wall. And now with what you've described, you can pretty much achieve the same results without that.
Yeah, with a modest level of ductwork, and your previous caller was your previous contractor talking about ceiling ductwork and efficiencies, and when you partner with somebody of that quality and be able to put the ductwork together, it's a real sound solution to be able to provide to a consumer.
Well, great, Dennis. I want to charge you with keeping in touch with anything new that you'd like to bring to our listening audience. And we can talk about it in the future again with your product line and with the ever-shifting dynamics of what heating and cooling are in our world. Thank you for spending the hour with us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for what you do by bringing the consumer and the contractor community together. That's outstanding.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been doing it for 32 years, if you can believe that. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, where we've been since 1989. Have a great rest of the holiday week and weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.